Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're in Londinium. It's overcast. We had snow in London these last days. Very odd for this time of year, coming spring. However, we are in Londinium. We're very far from Rome, and that's warm any time we want it to be, since we do not have to worry about the walls having ears. We're at our favorite wine bar, our second cup of wine. The Centurions have gone on home, and we're going to the theater later. The Terence plays are still in town. They're very good at it. They've had encores, and our actors are attentive to our needs here in Londinium. We don't see professional theaters like theirs often, and we usually have to deal with the Greek stuff, all lessons learned, whereas Terence and his comedians, we always know it ends in a marriage ceremony. It's always wonderful. However, we have much business to attend to, and Germanicus is here to deal with headlines from the 21st century. There's no change in here in the first. Domitian's still in trouble with the Senate, and there will be a better day coming. But in the 21st century, the situation is productive. That was the word used. Okay, here we go. The headline, BBC. This is London reporting. The BBC is not a non-player here. It has a purpose. The picture's from Reuters, but the headlines are BBC. U.S. Special Envoy meets Putin as Trump urges Russia to, quote, get moving on Ukraine ceasefire. Dateline in the last 24 hours. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff met Vladimir Putin in Petersburg on Friday as Donald Trump urged the Russian president to get moving. The Kremlin said the meeting lasted for more than 4 hours and focused on, quote, aspects of a Ukrainian settlement, end quote. The meeting, Witkoff's third with Putin this year, was described by Special Envoy Kirill Dmitriev. That is a Russian central banker. He runs the Sovereign Wealth Fund. He works directly for Putin. Kirill Dmitriev, who was in Washington 2 weeks ago to speak to the president directly. So these are their two envoys, Dmitriev to Trump and Witkoff to Putin, described the meeting as, quote, productive. Trump has expressed frustration over the progress of talks. It comes as Trump's Ukraine envoy, Keith Kellogg, denied, suggesting the country could be partitioned. There you are, Germanicus, just the way you told us it was going to go. Russia and the U.S. are dividing up Ukraine, and they're bypassing this word ceasefire, and they're going for a big settlement that has to do with the development of Russia's economy after 3 years of war and the sanctions. Are you pleased? Good evening to you, Germanicus.
Good evening, Caius. I have not been pleased since this war began, and that really goes back to the Maidan demonstrations and all of the terrors that have issued forth since. And the fact is that, you know, the nation of Ukraine has been destroyed. Now it will effectively be partitioned. It already has been. And whether the partition will go further than what we see today as the battle lines remains to be seen. My sense is that it will go beyond that, but how much further, I don't know. And the fact is that Ukraine is a riven, ruined country, in large part thanks to the U.S. and Europe, or the minions of the U.S., I should say, because of their NATO expansionism. And that was driven by the calling, the mission of the U.S. to spread democracy across the world, even if it meant a war between Russia and Ukraine. So that has been settled in the sense that the U.S. and its vision of a world order has been stopped. It's been brought to a crashing halt in Ukraine. And so this war that the U.S. has waged with its European minions against Russia is effectively over. It has been for some time. The best thing about Mr. Trump as a strategist, or at least a budding strategist, is that he recognizes that there's nowhere to go and that this thing should be brought to an end. And by wanting to embrace Russia in a new relationship, he actually is, I think, deeply aware of the benefits that a new kind of set of understandings can bring the U.S. In other words, if the U.S. is no longer to feel unrestrained in promoting a world order that it is the sole leader of and is willing to prosecute wars anywhere on the planet in order to make sure that happens and to make sure that that world order, that world peace, quote-unquote, is sustained, is over. And the wars that the U.S. has waged and is still waging through proxies is potentially coming to an end. If it does, the world will be better for it. But Trump, as president, is very well aware that the war can't simply end as a defeat for the U.S. It can result as a defeat for NATO, because I think the U.S. is beginning to detach itself from Europe. But it cannot be a defeat for the U.S. And so in the larger scheme of things, in the larger compass or orbit of the U.S. moving ahead in a positive way, I think that having a relationship with Russia is one way to make, to change the terms, to reframe the conversation. So it isn't that Russia must lose for the U.S. to win. It's now a situation where we're putting that behind us. A settlement will allow the U.S. to engage in a renewed relationship, not a reset, as Hillary Clinton once said, but rather a new way forward. And that puts the entire past 10 years behind us in a way that doesn't look like a defeat. And I think when it comes to things that have looked wholly extraneous and crazy to Americans, like the whole contretemps over Panama and Greenland, is actually, and we've raised this in weeks past, it's a way to also cement this reframing of what the U.S. is all about by focusing on the traditional areas of the American realm, of the American, if you will, empire, and to do so in ways that make us withdrawing from feckless imperial adventures look like a positive thing, because we're not retreating, we're moving in new directions. And these new directions, of course, completely distract the attention from what has been a defeat which was entirely the doing of the last administration.
Details since we last talked. Germanicus, there was a report from Germany that in the most recent poll, which is a week Sunday, the day we talked, but the poll was, the results were later that day and the next day.
Right.
In which Alternative for Deutschland outpolled CSU-CDU, the winners of the most recent election, rocking the coalition as it forms between the CDU, the Christian Democrats, and Friedrich Merz, and the Social Democrats. Olaf Scholz no longer leads it, but the same demand of welfare. And the AfD outpolled them both. Now, I mention that because if the U.S. is to back away from NATO, even stay in NATO but not lead anymore, Germany's the engine that they have to look to.
Yeah.
And it looks in doubt how long that engine could last, given that AfD, no matter doing nothing, gain in popularity.
The U.S. Retreat from its longstanding, you know, since 1949, really since 1945, dominance, rule even over Europe, is a very good thing. And it's a good thing for Europe because in a situation where it has been established, as Mr. Vance did in his turbulent trip and his speech to European leaders, he essentially demarcated the differences between the U.S. and Europe. And in many ways, that was a very positive thing, not just for the U.S. Being able to slough off the baggage of Europe strategically, but also for Europeans, and especially for European populist movements that seek to create a kind of new democracy, because democracy really doesn't exist in the kind of plutocratic, oligarchic, elite-run world that is the European Union. And for the U.S. to be involved in anything like European electoral outcomes would tend to screw all of these populist movements. So for us to be removed from that really liberates them. And the fact that Europe needs to stand on its own two feet also exposes the legacy of pusillanimity and the groveling approach to the U.S. in contrast to the kind of dictatorial or at least authoritarian hand that they've dealt to European societies. And now it's a situation where the AfD and Marie Le Pen's movement and others, like in Britain, are free to express themselves and basically to represent themselves as being the better leaders, not just because they have popular support, but also they're willing to move ahead and move out in the direction of European, not independence, but standing on their own. So in other words, the U.S. pulling away from Europe actually is a way to indirectly enable populist movements to more powerfully represent themselves as being not just the authentic voice of European societies, but in contrast to the failed policies, the reckless, stupid, vassal-like, submissive policies on one hand and yet aggressive toward Russia on the other hand, to say, hey, let's wipe the slate clean. We can create a defense framework for ourselves that will secure European security for the future.
We need to go to the Pacific. Germanicus, Gaius, Londinium, 91 AD, a stormy, rainy, a little chilly spring, but the daffodils and the tulips and the chrysanthemums eventually. This is Friends of History Debating Society, I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.